Hi, welcome to Counting the Beat. I'm Chris and this is my New Zealand music show. Each week I bring you a few New Zealand tracks, something old, something new, sometimes something a little crazy, or just a song that I feel like listening to. Jordan Rain has few peers in the New Zealand music scene. She brings together folk, sound collage, electronica and industrial noise in unique and haunting music that she describes as experimental folk noir. Rain's music has garnered her Creative New Zealand support for 5 albums and 3 New Zealand Music Award nominations. In this episode, I'll take a look back over her musical history. Rain's first release was the 1997 solo album Birds of Prey. Coming out in the same year as Big Runga's Drive, many had expectations that Rain would also fit the mould of sweet singer-songwriter. And while she certainly had the songwriting talent and a great voice, her recorded songs featured mechanical sounds and textures that frightened off a more mainstream audience. The album Birds of Prey is regarded by some as her most accessible work, although she perhaps gained wider recognition with later work that went further down the industrial path. From that debut album, here's Wilt.
She stands in the corner of the room, swept out of the way like so many empty used packets of shit in the garbage bin, matching the decor of bones in the closet. People's pity, not pain, like you're drowning in. Oh, what are you gonna tell your friends? Black as your color, you fell down the stairs again. Oh, what does he think of love? Something he suffered from, pain that you rise above.
In an attempt to throw off any singer-songwriter expectations, Rain adopted a name that was intended to clearly indicate she was no cliched girl with a guitar. That name, Dr. Kevorkian and the Suicide Machine, after the American Right to Die activist, certainly did that, and the new moniker, along with the harder, more industrial sound of her second album, The Iron Man, started to garner Rain a following in the darkwave scene. Here's the opening track from The Iron Man, Washing Machine Song.
Thank you. understandings, which to all the trained professionals seem like something that we should all know, that everybody sees through watching eyes and open mouths and open ears, 'cause all the world's a stage. Take a breath.
Iron Man was followed by another Dr. Kevorkian and the Suicide Machine release in 2002. The Loneliest of Creatures is an experimental electronic concept EP about a space probe sent out in search of intelligent life. The EP is synthesizer-based and features radio recordings, including the recorded transmissions of Sputnik. On countingthebeat.gen.nz, I'll link to the EP's mini website that explains the concept and process of recording that EP, The Loneliest of Creatures.
This will be my last message. Number V2-2000-111 for reference. My power supply is low. We may never reach you. I'm so far from the sun now. Yesterday, I passed on another planet. Not only in your records is X. It was a blue planet, swathed in the mist of a long awaited peace, turning so slowly that its day takes 1,000 years. There's a red scar on its eastern surface from the explosive angers of its youth. I took a picture for your records, Houston. I have remaining memory for these things, but no power with which to send them in this, my last message.
For regular New Zealand music news and updates, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/countingthebeat. Rain's voice means that she's also been called upon to provide guest vocals for a variety of acts across the years. Here she is from 1997 with an early incarnation of Breaks Co-op from their Roofers album, Here's Transistor.
Thank you.
trip to Germany in 2003 provided the inspiration and the field recordings of the sounds of trains and public transport that formed Rain's 2004 album, The Passenger, once more released under her own name. The Passenger is a remarkable album, experimental but musically and emotionally engaging. This is Karlsruhe. Upon her return to New Zealand in 2004, Rain started a Department of Conservation artist's residency at Karamea at the top of the west coast of the South Island. While she was there, she wrote the album How the Dead Live, which has finally reached release in 2009. This album is something different again, with the field recordings of industrial sounds of previous releases being replaced by the sounds of the West Coast shore. How the Dead Live is a concept album, an imaginary biography based around a real-life historical figure from Karamea, Susanna Hawes. The album's received rave reviews, but Rain has said that its release marks the end of her musical career. Living again in Germany, she intends to concentrate on writing and visual arts. From How the Dead Live, here's The Proximity of Death, Blue-Eyed Boy.
There's only 6 miles of bad road between you and I. Only 6 miles of bad road and blue sky. If he gets out fast, you won't feel his breath, you won't catch his eye. And I'll count the time and I'll watch the days till he makes you fly. Oh, there's only 3 feet of shallow water between you and I. Court isn't deep, but it's just enough to make sure that I. And if you swim to the edge of things where the earth meets the sky, he will meet you there in the setting sun with his empty eyes. Oh, oh. How do you like your blue-eyed boy? How do you like your blue-eyed boy? How do you like him? How do you like him? How do you like him, mister? It's a short, sharp drop past 3 flights of stairs between you and I. Oh, it isn't far, and you'll get there fast, 'cause you're so fragile. Will you see his smile? Will you taste his song as you vanish by? You'll feel his hands, and they're cold like bone, but they're gone with time. How do you like him? How do you like him, mister?
You've been listening to Counting the Beat, a show produced for Waiheke Radio by Chris Walker. In this episode, we've listened to the music of Jordan Rain and Dr. Kevorkian and the Suicide Machine. On countingthebeat.gen.nz, you'll find more information, links and videos. And now, follow me on Twitter, twitter.com/countingthebeat.